Well, God bless you guys, and greetings in the wonderful, wonderful name of Jesus Christ, sweetest name I know. Thank you, Bob and Jeannie, for this wonderful privilege of sharing my heart with my Father. To those listening, present on the call, listening later, or there in your home, excuse me, we really are a continuation of Acts chapter 28, and the church, God's kids, are really walking in great love and joy. I'm seeing it happen all over the world, even though I can't see everything in the world. So, this is the title of my teaching. Are you ready? Let me clear my voice again. Joy to the world, it's Christ in us. Amen. So it truly, really is Christ in us. And that's it says it in God's word in Colossians 1:27. But let's turn our attention to Psalm 16. And you don't even have to follow along. I mean, these days you turn your phone to it or your Bible or your device or whatever. So, Psalm 16, we're going to start in verse 7. And we know that this is the wonderful man of God, David, and God worked in his heart. And David wrote the words that God authored. So I'm reading from the King James. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. And I love that word reins because I get so excited about God's word that I have to pull back the joy. I mean, you'd think that maybe you wouldn't have to pull back on joy, but sometimes we have to. Verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. And in God's word, it says in Ephesians that we are already seated next to the Father in the heavenly places. I know this is a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he had to go through. But let's keep reading. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Verse 10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. And we know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. So his soul life, his body never corrupted. But this is the verse I want to get at, guys. Verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. Boy, do we need direction these days. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Wow. Just soak that in for a second. So what I wanted to share on was about 6 months ago, my sister, beautiful sister, she had quite a tragedy in her life, and I don't have time to go into the details, but it's all good because God is good. She asked me if I wanted to go on a cruise with her on December 3rd of this year. Well, if you guys know me, one of my favorite things to do is cruise. I love cruising. I just love being out on the ocean and being that light and that ambassador for Christ. But it's Christmas time. I mean, there are things to do. My husband and I've got 17 people in just our immediate family, and it's a busy, busy, busy time. So I discussed it with Clyde, my husband, and because he is my wonderful rock. I know Christ is my rock, but this man settles me and keeps me calm amongst the rocky seas of life. Anyway, turn to Psalms 37, and we're going to take it up there. So So anyway, my sister invited me to go on this cruise, and of course, God said yes, yay, because I really wanted to go because Clyde said yes, and it was all good. But when you're on a cruise ship, and things can get a little bit rocky. But we're in Psalm 37, and this is one of my most favorite sections of Scripture. We're going to look at verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Well, whatever's going on in the world with the pandemic and the politics and la-da-da-da, we don't really actually ever need to worry about it. Because if we're trusting in the Lord and we're looking to His Word and looking to Him, we're doing good. Verse 4 is where I wanted to go. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Wow. And that is totally according to His Word. But each of us is different. So when that stupid pandemic started, one of the things that Clyde and I and my family couldn't do was go on cruise ships. And of course, they were totally attacked. So I go through my prayer book over the years. I have a prayer journal, and it's in there so many times. God, thank you, Father, for the cruise ships running again. You know, so many people are employed and blah, blah, blah. People need to have a great time. And, of course, I was tricked into thinking, why are you praying for this? And, you know, whatever. We are allowed to pray specific requests, and God will give us our pure, specific requests. So verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Praise God. Verse 6. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. So here's Karen and I, my beautiful sister. We get on this cruise ship, and we're having so much. So let's see. How should I put it? Opportunities to trust God, to see Him work. It gets very confusing. But we are the lights of this world, and we are ambassadors for Christ. And I do represent my Father and His Son. So it was just an amazing time. Also, this time of year, this season, everybody is hustling and bustling and trying to get everything done. And confusion is something that truly is not of God. Poor people. They just need to know God's word. So let's go to 1 Corinthians and take a little look. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful time I had just walking around the ship and singing in tongues and praying for people. And people, God would put people in my path that I needed. And so many acts of God's mighty hand transpired on this cruise ship that I sincerely would need an hour and a half of time. And I'm not going to do that to you guys. So if you're at 1 Corinthians 14, we're going to look at verse 33. And it says in my Bible, God is not the author of confusion. He is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So as I'm on this cruise ship and people are hustling and bustling and they're there to have a good time, it's a great opportunity to rejoice in the Lord because they're supposed to be having fun. I know from the Word of God that we hold back the evil in this world and that confusion is not from God, and then we are born again of God's Spirit. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. We don't need to get caught up in all the confusion. Speaking of that, let's flip the page over to 1 Corinthians 14, and we're going to look at verse 14 and verse 15. There may be a few of you on the line or that are going to listen to this call later that have not yet manifested perfect prayer, speaking in tongues. And first, my suggestion would be to ask God to show you. He can work in you and show you. Don't have any fear, because I don't know how many times it says in God's word to fear not, fear not, fear not. Or number two, go to Bob or Barney or Al or call somebody or go to the Acts Now Fellowship website and just, you know, hook yourself up, because it truly is energizing. It's rest to your soul. It's perfect prayer. We don't know what to pray for. When we're praying for somebody, we don't know exactly what to say. And it's wonderful. It's for our private prayer life. And it brings the fellowship that we have with God so much sweeter. So it says in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 14, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." It's because we don't understand what we're saying. God made it so easy, we don't even have to think about it. All we have to do is trust that we are doing what he has called us to do, and he truly has. Verse 15, "What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also." Oh my goodness, what else do we get to do? "I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also." Boy, oh boy, once you start really singing in tongues in your car, or if you're like on a cruise ship like I was with people from Korea and China and Holland and Germany, there were so many people on that ship from all around the world that I could just be quietly singing in tongues to myself, and I didn't have to worry about whether or not they understood. Anyway, and we also cannot go beyond what we've been taught. Let's turn to 2 Timothy 2:1 and see something else fabulous from God's word. Oh, I don't know what I would do without the grace of God. And grace is so, so amazing. I mean, God's grace towards us. Think about it. If you had a baby and the baby cries and the mommy feeds it, and they take all this good care of it, and then they pick the baby up, and the baby pees. And, of course, the mommy and daddy are not mad. They just take care of the baby. Well, that's how God is with us. It's just grace. We did nothing to deserve this. Anyway, "Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." That's all we need to be strong in. Ooh, wow. But wait. There's something else that we can do to gain our strength. Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 8. Ooh, this is Old Testament, and it's not written directly to us, but the whole Bible is for our understanding, for our learning, and it fits like a hand in a glove. Just takes a little effort to look at it and ask God to show you what's going on. So we're going to look at verse 10. And this is a little bit of history. This is Nehemiah and Ezra, two wonderful men of God, and they actually told the people what was going on. You know, we need to get back to the word. And I'm going to go ahead and read verse 9. "And Nehemiah, which is the Tishbite," whatever, "and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law." Oh my gosh, I love tears of joy. Verse 10. "Then he said unto them, now go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared." We don't want to forget that. We want to give of our increase, monetarily, food, blankets to the homeless, whatever we can do, we need to share, especially in this country where we are so blessed because we are one nation under God. Anyway, "For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Woohoo! The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh my goodness. Where does true strength come from? I wish I could hear you guys. The joy of the Lord. The Lord is the joy. We get our strength from the joy of the Lord. It's okay to be joyful, even in this crazy world. In fact, God digs it. Hallelujah. Okay, well, what about the record of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Let's go to Luke chapter 2. Woohoo! Now, because of the time constraint, I don't have time to go over this whole record, although I would love to, and I have. We're just going to look at verse 9. Okay. So the angel of the Lord has come to the shepherds. Let's start in verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Verse 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. I don't blame them. I'd be freaking out too. Verse 10, and the Lord said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Ooh, ooh. Yay! They were excited. They were like awesomely blessed. So they right away, I'm going to paraphrase, they went and found the manger and the baby and Mary, they were there. And so look at verse 20. So what did the shepherds do? And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. Man, oh man, oh man. So, if any of you know me personally, you know my life. We can't know everybody's lives, but we do know that we all have the same spirit. Once you're born again, God never takes that away. And I need someone. I need God to direct my life. I need God to show me the path of life. And I have made a decision, and I am fully persuaded that he will show me and you the way. So let's look at Philippians chapter 4. Very, very, very wonderful section of scriptures. And if you're not there yet, it's okay. Okay, Philippians 4. We're going to start in, guess what, verse 4. What does it say there? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Woo-hoo! We are allowed to be joyful. Make a joyful noise. Oh my gosh. Joy, 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 joy down in our hearts. Where? Verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Everybody. We have to reel it back sometimes. We are told in the Word to weep with those who weep and to mourn with those who mourn and to laugh with those who laugh. And we are told in God's Word that we are ambassadors for Christ. And that's the truth. The Lord is at hand. He's coming. Christ is coming back. Verse 6, be careful or anxious for nothing, absolutely nothing. That's what the word says. That's what it means. But in everything, everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Oh my gosh, that is a great promise. So what happens when we do that? Verse 7, and the peace, oh my gosh, the peace of God which passes all understanding shall, not maybe, shall, not maybe, keep or guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Oh my gosh. To have peace. Do you know this world is, look, the people of this world are looking for peace. In the United States, so many people, oh my gosh, they're going crazy, they're having mental disorders, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? We are the lights of this world, and we can share the good news. And as we walk by the Spirit, we can bring to pass our Father's desire. So, verse 8, this is like my theme for a long, long time, and I used it a lot on the cruise ship. Finally, brethren, beloved children, finally, finally, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think. Focus on these things. Do not let the circumstances of this world and all the crap that's going around thwart your mind from not looking to God first. So, verse 10. Okay, that's enough of that. Well, I'm going to close my little sharing going back to Psalm 16. And you don't have to turn there. Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." Lead me on, Father. Lead us on. We will look to you, and we know you will lead us on. And in thy presence, and God tells us over and over that he always looks at us. He never takes his eyes off of us. He never leaves us. So we need to enjoy him and rejoice in him. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Boy, oh boy. Wow. Great joy, strength, grace, peace. We've got it all because it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Now, I'm going to have Bob play a song, and it's by Jamie Grace. And I really need this time of year, and I probably am not alone. So enjoy.
Got waves that are tossing me, crashing all over my beliefs. And in all sincerity, Lord, I wanna be yours. So pull me out of this mess I'm in, 'cause I know I'm wandering. Lead my soul back home again, I've always been yours. And this world may push, may pull, but your love will never fail. You know. wanna take the back seat and let you lead. And I need to stop, 'cause I'm going too fast. And I know my God is so God, and you got my back. You lead, I'll follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your good, your grace, you know the way you got me tenderly. Yeah, when you lead, I'll follow. Just guide the way and I'll go. 'Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on. Lead me on. I need a stop, need a stop, 'cause I'm going too fast. And I know my God is so God, and you got my back. You got my back. I know you got me, I know you got me, I know you got me, yeah. Lead me
Well, family, let's let Father lead us on, and let's manifest that Christ in us. So I'm going to close with a word of prayer. And Clyde's been doing this study on the word amen, and that's for another time. But praise you, Father God, and thank you, and bless you, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, for your wonderful love, for your mercy and grace, for how you take care of all of your children all over the world, no matter what church they're in, no matter where they're sitting, that you love them and you love all the people of this world, Father. And we know that you would that all men come to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So we're going to let you do your job, God. You're the one that gives the increase, and we're just going to follow you where you lead us and plant seeds and water. So thank you for this beautiful family that you've called us to, God, in each corner of the world, and especially the ones sitting in Bob and Jeannie's house and listening on the line. I so love you, Father, and I'm so thankful to be your little girl, and I give you all the glory and praise. Praise you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.